Hello everyone, Courtney Lamers here with MRA, here to talk to you about bringing your ideas to management or your leadership team. So as an intern, you may see things that you want to suggest to your manager or other people on your leadership team. And once you enter the work world as well as a full-time employee, you may even be asked to present your ideas to the leadership team. So today we're going to talk about how to make sure that you're prepared to present your ideas to management and leadership. People that know me know I have lots of ideas. So the first step is really evaluating what idea is worth bringing to management and which one should maybe be put on the back burner or maybe even just dropped at all. So with all that, I think it's important to understand what is your organization's mission, vision, values, what strategic priorities do you have as an organization and even as a department, and then how does your idea align with all of that? You also need to think about what problem does it solve? Is it solving a problem for your customer? Is it improving an experience for your customer? Or does it help your team or internal staff or culture in some way, shape, or form? You can't do every idea. You know, if we did everything, nothing would get done. You wouldn't be moving in the same direction. So it's important to really evaluate what ideas are worth bringing to management, what ideas should you put on hold, and what ideas do we need to think through a little bit more. So once you have your idea fleshed out and you can align it with something that your company values or believes in, it's important to get the right people on board. So personally for me, I like to go to one of my mentors and just run the idea by them. Oftentimes they suggest things that you haven't thought of, or they ask questions that you may not have thought of, and they may even improve your idea even better before you bring it on to your management and leadership team. So like I said, personally I go to my mentor first and foremost. Then I also like to run it by a couple other people that I respect and that I trust and may have a different point of view that I have. I also like to get a senior team member on board with me, mainly because when you do present that idea to management, they're there to kind of back you up, support you, say that they support this idea. So once you get in a room with people that are kind of looking at what's the return on investment in this, why would we invest time, money, resources into this idea, they have somebody that's there to kind of back you and support you. So now that you've thought through your idea, you have the right people on board, you are ready to go to your leadership team and kind of present the case. So before you do this, I highly recommend documenting some type of executive summary. So first and foremost, I would start just at the top, problem statement. What is the issue? What are we trying to fix with this solution? Just short and sweet so people know where this idea even came from. So next on your document, right after the problem statement, I would talk a little bit about the history of the problem. So how long has this been an issue? What has been done in the past? Why didn't the solutions in the past work? And what is needed in the future? So your current business need is what's followed next. So think about what your solution is going to be right after the history of the problem. Then underneath that, I would take a look at alternative solutions considered. So you've thought through the idea and this is why you think this is the best idea and the best way to go. And it shows that you've thought through other options. So then at the very bottom is your recommended solution, which includes the cost and the timeline. So what is going to be accomplished in this time frame? Just kind of holds a little bit of accountability to you and that you've thought through everything and that you have the time and resources to solve this issue. This one pager is so important because when you're presenting to your leadership team, they have something to take back with them that they can review and think about as they go forward. This is their one takeaway that they have, and they don't have time to read a huge report. So really to the point, no fluff around it, just what is the solution, what is the problem, and what's the history of it. So when they're back at their desk and they're reading it later on, a week later, they remember some of the points you said, but they really have your handout there to kind of remind them of everything that you talked about. So now you are ready to give your presentation. So first and foremost, I encourage everyone to do whatever you need to do to be confident, because you're going in there to solve a solution. They want to hear what you have to say, and they are giving you the time to listen to your solution. So be confident. I know it's much easier said than done, but I highly encourage you to, you know, take a couple deep breaths beforehand and just fake it till you make it if you have to. So definitely send an agenda ahead of time, have an agenda, be prepared. Feel free to even send any documents or data or the executive summary ahead of time so they can kind of start to think about it before you even show up the first time. You may even want a PowerPoint presentation just to kind of help you stay on track, also be able to kind of have a conversation, have some additional information on the slide that they can take a look at. Feel free to add graphics. I think images, pictures, graphics can really add a lot of value. And as you're going through your presentation, feel free to just stop every couple slides or every couple of points just to see if there are any questions, or maybe there's a couple ideas that they might have that may even make your presentation better. Don't worry about rejection or if there are any objections to what you say or any questions. I think a lot of times questions can seem, it's easy to get defensive, but know that they're just trying to understand as well, and obviously they're the ones that are going to make the final decision on whether what the next steps are. So they're just trying to understand, get their buy-in. Don't worry about rejection. It's going to happen. Not every single idea is going to be a good one, or I shouldn't even say it's not going to be a good one. It just may not be a right fit at the right time. I kind of joked at the beginning that I am one to have tons of ideas, and I have had ideas that have been rejected, and it is a little defeating at first, but it's important that you know and understand the reason why and not take it too personally. It's, you know, it's all about the business and what's the best decision for the organization. So like I said at the beginning, be confident. It's totally fine if it's rejected, but believe in yourself. A lot of times when you are asked to present to leadership, okay, they want to hear your ideas. So like I said, be confident, you've got this. Make sure you're succinct when you're talking about it. Know that you have a mentor or buddy that has your back. Just really be confident, be succinct, and be prepared. I always like to tell people to beforehand, make sure that you think of questions that may be on their other's minds. So you have your answers ready to go. And part of that comes when you're talking to your buddy or your mentor or, you know, someone that you respect ahead of time. They may be able to say, like, think about this question because this one might come up. At least you have an answer ready for it. But one of the questions that I have just gotten so used to hearing that I now include it in my presentation is, what's the ROI? So what's the return on investment? So really just taking a look, you, when you're going to leadership and presenting an idea, you're asking for either, you know, time, money, resources, people time, whatever it might be. So you're asking for a cost. So if leadership is going to invest in that cost, what is the gain? So obviously you want your gain to be greater than your cost in most cases. So as you're explaining the information that we already talked about, it should be demonstrated in there. But you're really asking for a financial investment, or like I said, a time investment or people investment. So when you say at the end, I'm asking for this, but you can also answer, and in return, we will get this. So really be able to complete that sentence. What are we going to get out of this? And this is why I'm asking you for this. So one example that I'll give is at our strategic planning event a couple years ago, we talked about investing in emerging markets. So we have offices in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and the Quad Cities. So when we were talking, we kind of were talking about where else can we grow our membership and our services. And one of my ideas was investing in emerging markets. So we invested in the Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley market. Shout out to my Eau Claire people. But we talked about what would it take to have a presence in those areas. So, you know, everyone liked the idea of growing. I mean, who wouldn't? And I mean, it's way easier to say, let's grow in these areas. I mean, why wouldn't we want to grow? So we had to take a look at what would it actually take to grow. So if we hired somebody or we had people drive to certain locations to put on training classes, what is the return on investment in that? How much marketing time do we need? How much travel time do we need? How much does it cost to hire a full-time salesperson up there? How much do we need to spend in advertising costs and those types of situations? So what we did was we picked what we thought were probably the 12 most influential emerging markets based on where we were located, where our membership was, where we had some gaps, those types of things. And we did research, talked to our members, did a whole analysis of everything. And I had to come back and prove that the return on investment in Eau Claire would be greatest out of all the markets, out of everything that we took a look at. And I was challenged with some questions that people had. So to the point, you really have to do your research. You have to know what we're committed to as an organization so you can align your strategies with corporate strategy as a growth strategy. So I had a senior leader kind of back me and be my champion of the project, really prepare me for questions that our senior leadership would be asking. I created summaries of documents, I shared data ahead of time, and really presented an idea. But in the end, I asked for staff time. I asked for us to hire someone there. I asked for marketing time, but I did have to prove that this would increase our growth, our membership retention, our non-dues revenue as well. So there is a lot that goes into it. It doesn't always happen overnight, but most importantly, be prepared, follow the steps above, and hopefully you will be successful. So I just want to kind of summarize everything that we've talked about today. Understand how your idea, your solution aligns with your mission, your vision, your values, or even just your department goals. Once you can tie it in there, it's a lot easier for people to understand why it's worth investing in. Be prepared. We've already talked about this a couple times, but truly, truly be prepared as best as you can. Obviously, you won't be prepared for everything every single time, but do as much research and as much prep work as you can. If you are prepared, you're going to be a lot more confident. So do whatever you need to be confident, but really your preparation is going to be a huge piece of it. And lastly, do not get down if this doesn't work out. People have ideas. So I want to leave you with a challenge, couple different pieces to consider throughout your internship or as you start your career. First and foremost, get to know somebody from your accounting or your finance department and ask them to walk you through how investments are made or any advice that they might have. They may be able to walk you through, you know, something that another individual had asked for resources or money or investments. And they may be able to walk you through the process, but I think a lot of times when you're asking for an investment, it's good to have somebody from that team be able to kind of give you some financial information. And again, they may be a person that's able to have your back when you're asking your senior team leadership for resources. Challenge number two, if you're lucky enough to be able to sit down with your CEO, make sure to ask them about demonstrating return on investment. So what leaders have come to them with projects and have demonstrated the ROI and what made them so successful? Any advice they have to demonstrate the return on investment would be, I think, really beneficial for you to hear. And lastly, talk to your manager or your intern coordinator or someone that you see working on a big project and ask if you can help with the business case or even just sit in part of the meeting to gain a better understanding of how these meetings like to go. So thank you all for your time today. Hopefully you found some information in here that can be valuable to you. I will also create some documents that you guys can kind of fill out and maybe use as a template when providing ideas to management or leadership. No ideas are too big or too small. Be confident, share those ideas. You never know what might stick or what other pieces of information are out there that might just assist with. I know we had an intern at MRA a couple of years ago, and one of their ideas was using reusable cups in our cafe so we weren't, you know, being wasteful. And it was a super easy implementation. We did it right away. It did not need this whole business case problem solution type thing. But like I said, be confident, share your ideas, share your solutions, because it may be as simple as that, but it makes a huge impact. So like I said, be confident. I know I've said that a lot, but it is hard and intimidating the first time you go to your senior leadership team. But you guys can do it. You're smart. You have a very different perspective, and you can really make an impact in your organization.